Last verse we discussed the Indian of the Indian of Bris is the Indian of Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim before the other mitzvahs. This time we'll discuss, it's also connected to the Indian of Malchus. I want to see him. But all the Mefarshim ask that why did Avraham Avinu wait? He kept all the mitzvahs, he kept all the Targ mitzvahs, Achutz mitzvahs Mila. And why did he wait to Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila till the Rebbein Shalom was Mitzvah him for Mitzvahs Mila? Why wasn't he Mekayim before the Rebbein Shalom was Mitzvah him like he was Mekayim all the other mitzvahs? So all Rishonim asked the Kasha. Rabbi Yoam Mizrahi answers that he wanted to wait until the Rebbein Shalom commanded him to Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila, to wait until he was Mekayim, until the Rebbein Shalom was Mitzvah him, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Godla Mitzvah Voisa, Mimisha Eina Mitzvah Voisa. So maybe he wanted him to Mekayim Mrs. Bris Mila as a Mitzvah Voisa, because the Mitzvah Voisa is Godla Mimisha Eina Mitzvah Voisa. That's what Rabbi Yoam Mizrahi answers. They obviously needs a hezbe is what about all the other mitzvahs? All the other mitzvahs use Mekayim Keinu Mitzvah Voisa. So why Dafka the Mitzvahs Mila did he want to Dafka Mekayim Keinu Mitzvah Voisa? So Achroinim already say the Koshim Tzemagid, Tzemid Hashem, and others, they say very, very poshut and very practical and very technical. They say B'shat is that all other mitzvahs, meanwhile you can keep the mitzvah as a Einu Mitzvah Voisa. And then when the Rebbein Shlom is Mitzvah the mitzvah, then you start being Mekayim the mitzvah like a Mitzvah Voisa. Mrs. Mila, you can even Mekayim once. You can only be Mekayim Mrs. Mila once. Once you Mekayim Mrs. Mila, the kinshoy nagamalata. As if you can't be Mekayim Mrs. Mila again. So therefore, this is your chance. You only have one chance of Mrs. Mila. So Mela, that's why Dafka, by Mrs. Mila, Avraham Avinu wanted to wait until he was a Mitzvah Voicer. Because if you were to be Mekayim as an Eina Mitzvah Voicer, then it's too late. He'll never be able to be Mekayim Mrs. Mila as a Mitzvah Voicer. Because once you're Malat, you go Malat. So therefore, that's why Mrs. Mila is different than all the other mitzvahs, which will have a late opportunity to be Mekayim as a Mitzvah Voicer. Mrs. Mila, he won't, and therefore he waited until he was Mekayim as a Mitzvah Voicer. So that's the Pashto Teretz. That's the Pashto Teretz. But Lemaisa Ken Zayin, now we can say another Mahalach entirely. Another Mahalach, which will explain that the Mitzvah of Mila is B'miyuchad Shayach to the Dinam of the Mitzvah of Oysa. And that's why Dafke Mitzvah Mila, Avada, there's the technical reason as well. But besides the technical reason, it could be that there's another reason, there's a special reason, there's an Inyan Miyuchad to be Mekayim Mitzvah Mila as a Mitzvah of Oysa. What's the special kesher between Mitzvah Mila and the Mitzvah and the Mitzvah Voice? Oh. So Mamas says the Machlokes Rishonim, why is Taka Godel HaMitzvah Voice and Misha Eina Mitzvah Voice? Logically speaking, it should be Faket. The Eina Mitzvah Voice should be better than the Mitzvah Voice. Why is the Mitzvah Voice better? So Tosfos then Kedusha and other Rishonim say, because a person's Mitzvah Voice in something, so the Yetzer Hara tries very hard to stop him, because he's Mitzvah. The Yitzhara tries to stop him. Mela, he's got it very hard until he came Akami. He's got to break through all the Mitzvah of the Yitzhara. And therefore, that's why Lepum Tzara Agra, it's so much harder to be Mekayim a mitzvah that you're Mitzvah Voicer, much harder than a mitzvah that you're Mekayim as an Eina Mitzvah Voicer. And Mela, therefore, God la Mitzvah Voicer, Misha Eina Mitzvah Voicer. That's Tois Arjun. The Ritva then Kedushin, says a different teretz entirely. Ritva says that if you were Tzuba Voisa, if the king was Mitzavi you to do the mitzvah, and then you Mekayim the Tzivui HaMelech, because that's got a special chashivas. Something you do for the king, they volunteer to do so, the king, very nice, rather you get schar. But when the king the commands you to do something, and you follow the king, you follow the king, so then you're listening, and you're accepting his malchus much more, and that's got a special chashivas. So I want to look for the Ritzah. I mean, I've seen the Lashon of Ritzah, which is a beautiful Lashon. And over. The Rabbeinu Agadi Pirush, Shehamitzvahs Einan Lahanas Hakeli Yisbarach HaMetzavah. The mitzvahs are not for the Hanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzavah, Ere Lizchuseinu, O Mishehu Metzuvah Kayim Gzeiras HaMelech. Okay, the mitzvahs are not for the Hanor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only for Aschus. So somebody who has a schus to be Mekayim Gzeiras HaMelech, or Lefichach Schorei Harba Yosem Yizeh, Shaloi Kayim Mitzvahs HaMelech. Somebody's Mekayim Mitzvah Einan Metzuvah Yosem. He wasn't Mekayim Gzeiras HaMelech. We come back and for royal kabel tzcha shari be tub leiva of michasidus hichnis atzme lazes mitzvah Hashem is baruch. So what's the whole my love and mitzvah voice? My love and mitzvah voice is that you mekayim gzeres hamelech. And somebody who's not mitzvah voice is not mekayim gzeres hamelech. So the Maila Mitzvah Voisa is that the Melech was Goyze, the Melech was Mitzvah, and you were Makayim the Gzeres HaMelech. That's the Maila of Mitzvah Voisa. Lefizeh comes out that Mitzvah for the whole in the Fila Ritva, the whole Indian of Mitzvah Voisa is very, very kosher to the Inna Mila. And that's what we wanted to get at. The Avraham Avinu waited till he was Mitzvah Voisa because Mitzvah Voisa has a special shaitas to Mila. So why is Mitzvah Voisa have a special shaitas to Mila? So number one, we say in the Brocha, Shekiddish, Yidid, Mibeten, Choik, Besheiroi. And most Mepharshim learn, most Mepharshim Asidah, the Siddah Oitzat Tfilis, most of the Mepharshim Asidah say over there, that Choik means a mitzvah. Mitzvah means a choik. Some say choik means choik b'she'ere means engraved. Chokuk means engraved. Most of the farshas did learn that mitzvah means a choik, and we know the ikke inyan of a choik is what the ikke inyan of a choik is. To be mekayem the gzeres hamelach. There's no it's lemala min hatam v'das. There's no tam v'das in a choik. So the only reason why you're doing it is because the melach was mitzaveh and you are mitzvah to be mekayem the gzeres hamelach. So that's the inyan by all chokim. Amela, that's the inyan Mila as well. Mitzvah Mila is that the Melech was goyzen yimakayim the tzivya Melech. Vaita, we know that we always discuss them, that Mila is connected to the inyan of Mesiris Nefesh. Skistach blit. There's blood running. Kepshuta it's Mesiris Nefesh. And all the Makoras, we've discussed this already. Kelecha Ragnu Kol Ayem, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, Zul Mitzvah Mila. Now the Gemara, all mitzvahs that Yidma Mesir Nefesh, Adayim Oysim Oysim Mesimcha, Goy Mitzvah Mila. Mitzvah Mila has to do with Mesiris Nefesh, all Yidma, all Mesir Nefesh. For Mrs. Mila the Earth Kuladoris. Mrs. Mila is Mrs. Nevesh. Mrs. Nevesh Lamalam and Atam Vadas. So why is a person Moshe Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is he Moshe Nefesh? It doesn't make any sense, any logical sense. It's Lamalam and Atam Vadas. The reason why Yid is Makayim Mitzvah is because, as well, Rabbi Shalom Yehiz. The reason why Yid is Moshe Nefesh is because the Rabbi Shalom told him to. It's Lamalam and Atam, don't give any other Hezbah. In other words, the Mitzvah Nikdashti, the Mitzvah to be Moshe Nefesh to the Rabbi Shalom is on the same lines as Alderech the Inyan of Achoik. It's al derech the inyan of a choik, just like a choik. The ikki inyan is you mekayim gzeres hamelach. In other words, anything that is no havana, no seichel, you're doing it only because of gzeres hamelach. So too, the mitzvah mesiris nefesh you mekayim because azayid the rabbi shalom goes it with. The fizeh comes out moridik. I don't want to get too lomdish over here, but you can understand in a lomdish oifen the shittas Rambam megavi mesiris nefesh. The Rambam holds that what the Rambam holds that if it's not one of the gimel chamuras and somebody's moser nefesh, the Rambam in sadat toyer, the Rambam in sadat toyer perikay. If you're not Moshe, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you're ma'abedat smeladas. It's suicide. If you're Moshe Nevesh on the mitzvah that's not from the Gimel Chamuras, you're ma'abedat smeladas. Machlekes are showing the Rambam's famous Rambam is ma'abedat smeladas. Yeah, you know the Rambam. What's the pshat? Why should I smeladas? Fuck it, he volunteered. Let him be an einu mitzvah voice. Nah, according to what we're saying, it's more the whole mila of giving your life up is what? That you're doing tzivi amelach. So you're ma'avedat smeladas. It's a suicide. The whole mila of one of these mitzvahs, it's like saying I'm making up my chok. It's like saying I'm making up a new chok. What do you mean you make up a chok? The whole mila of a chok is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo goyzer gemein, the melach at goyzer gemein, and you become the gzeres amelach. You can't make up a chok. You can't have an einu mitzvah voiser by a chok. So you can't have an einu mitzvah voiser by mesiris nefesh. Anytime where the ikkun mitzvah is and the kud of the mitzvah is that you, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mitzvah and you are keeping the tzivi amelach and that's the whole mile of the mitzvah, so then there's got to be a tzivi of the melach. And if there's no tzivi of the melach, what are you doing? So by other mitzvahs you can say you're misnadev, der chasidus, whatever, of your life, to give up your life when you're not supposed to, you're ma'abedat smeladas. So it's moedik for types, the whole inyan the Rambam. Only if you're mitzvah is it shayach the inyan of mesiris nefesh. Yeah, it's a long shema. You can work out a chakira to make it into a whole long shema chalik zrushayna. But that's the nakuda. That's the tamsis. It made the mitzvah mila is also a choik, and it's also mesiris nefesh. It made the whole mitzvah mila is what the whole mitzvah mila is. The melech is mitzaveh, and we're mekayim the tzivi hamelech. No. So is there anything left us to explain how this fits in with the inyan of mitzvah voitzer? Fida Ritva says that the whole inyan of God la mitzvah voitzer and misha inyan mitzvah voitzer is because the maila mitzvah voitzer is the melech commanded and you are mekayim the tzivi amelech. That's the maila of the mitzvah voitzer. So avada mitzvah mila, where the whole mitzvah is to be mekayim the tzivi amelech for the melech at geisim, is the whole. You can't be mekayim mitzvah mila as an inyan mitzvah voitzer. It's like giving your life up an inyan mitzvah voitzer. You stop injuring yourself. You stop ma'abedat smeladas. So he explains in a moedic way that mitzvah. That's why Avraham Avinu waited, not just because of the technical reason that he only has one opportunity because it's a one mitzvah and you're gemalat already, but the mitzvah in the mitzvah voice is moridik makusha v'chada machta with the mitzvah of Mila. this explains us, we understand a lot of inyanim. It's a famous medrash. I mean, people always quote this medrash. The famous medrash that says when Avraham Avinu was malad all Yilid Beisai, so there were so many arlas that said it made a mountain of arlas. It's a giver. There was a giver of arlas. And it says the sun shone on all those arlas, and there were masliyah. They were masliyah, but nevertheless, I can't remember the lashon of the medrash, but nevertheless, it went up like a reach nichoyach to the Rabbein Shleimer. A medrash pliya. According to what I'm saying, it's mamish haflu feather. Why? Because what does reach nichoyach mean to us? So if you look in Rashi in Vayikra, where he was quoted, when it says all the kabbonis are what l'reach nichoyach. So Rashi, what's l'reach nichoyach? Three words. Omarati v'nase retzoini. So Rashi says in Vayikra, Yakrav is retzoini. Amarti v'nasa retzoni. Amarti v'nasa retzoni. The Ebeshut Gehesen, I'm doing the tzibui. That's called a reach nichoyach by the Rabban Shalayim. In other words, you can say, what are you doing? In basic English, you're burning an animal. It stinks terribly. You're burning flesh of an animal. The Rabban Shalayim calls it the reach nichoyach. Because the Rabban Shalayim says that Iki is, again, it's also the ma'alam atam adas. There's a terrible smell. But for the Rabban Shalayim, that's the reach nichoyach. The vart is because, what is the whole Indian of korbanos? Right? The Ram Shitta is the korbanos is also a choik. The pshat is that the inyan of korbanos is omarti v'nasa retzoini. That's why you see that mila is very connected to the whole inyan of korbanos as well. So maybe to be makasha this also with our pasha, you mash makasha the pasha. It's a very big sugi. This it's a you're saying the tamsis. That's the nakuda. That's a mila of mitzvah mila. The ma'aser you can go a step deeper. These are very, very big yisoidus. So I'm happy you came. after Chodsh give you yisoidus after being on the bus for so long. The nakuda is that what's the maila of taka be keeping the mitzvah because it's a tzivi of the melech? What's the maila of keeping the mitzvah because it's a tzivi of the melech? Say God la mitzvah is why because the melech was goyzer and you makayim the tzivi of melech. See the lashon once more. Mishu mitzuve kaim gzeres hamelach. Hamitzus einan also kenis baruch elos schene. Mishu mitzuve kaim gzeres hamelach. Schora harme oid mizesh. Yoisa mizesh shaloi kaim mitzus hamelach. Inyan of mekaim. What's taka the inyan of special inyan being mekaim the mitzus hamelach? Somebody who keeps it without melech, he's doing it derech chasidus. Why is that? Why should the mitzvah be better? The answer is, the pshat is that what's emes we say hashem kedushon of the mitzvah of mitzvahs bring kedusha. Mitzvahs bring kedusha. Which part of the mitzvah brings kedusha? So kenzan, this is the merdeka tifi yisodus. Kenzan, the pshat is we know the famous words quoted the gemara in erech. The gemara in erech says eved melech melech. An eved melech is like a melech. So if an eved melech is like a melech. So then, when you keep the mitzvah, because the melech was mitzvah, and you're keeping the mitzvah, vester eved melech. And if you become an eved melech, vester fa'insid mit the Rabban Shalom. Vester fa'insid, you become one with the Kedusha of the Rabban Shalom. If the Rabban Shalom wasn't mitzvah you to do something, see, you love dafkan eved, you're a nice guy, you're doing something, you wasn't mitzvah you. But when you do it, betor tzivu you have an eved, you have a chalais eved melech. And if you have a chalais eved melech, so then you become a melech, and so you bet fa'insid with the Rabban Shalom. And that's the nekud of asher kedishon of a mitzvah yisof. The nekud of kedusha that Yid gets from the mitzvah is that chelik of the mitzvah where he's an eved in the mitzvah. And because he's an eved in the mitzvah, an eved melech, so made in that inyan where he's becoming an eved, and there he becomes kodesh for kedusha zamokam. Kedushim tiyu ki kodesh oni. In other words, our whole kedusha comes because Rabban Shalom's kodesh. So how do we become part of the Rabban Shalom's kedusha? Only through eved melech. So therefore, every mitzvah, people think that what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah other. Mitzvah is also kedusha and kodesh the good. But what's the vod? The nekuda is that you're becoming a chelik from the Rabban Shalom. And that's why you're kedushim tiyu ki kodesh oni. And how do you become a chelik of the Rabban Shalom? By becoming an eved to the melech. But that's only if he's mitzvah you to do it, then you're doing it, but Torah ever to the melech, and melech then you become. That's the yisod of kedusha comes from the oifen kima mitzvah as an ever to a melech. So melech, that's all in it. So melech, fiza kondos moradik, fiza you can understand now why a chok has a special din with kedusha v'tahara. What's the chok shebachok? Paradumba is mekadesh, it's metire a person. What's the whole idea? And the Beis Hamikdash was called the Beis Hamikdash. Why was it called the Beis Hamikdash? Because we always quote the Rashi and Yuma there where there were arba paisos. Why were there four paisos every day? Kedei lahargish koil bazor. Rashi says beroyev hadras melech. The whole idea of the Beis Hamikdash that the Rambam says in Perush Mishnayis l'gabi midas that you need shomrim outside because it's the king's palace and the king's palace needs shomrim outside. So the whole idea of the Beis Hamikdash is what? It's the place where we are avodim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Armoine Shel Melech. And the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash is avoid meaning becoming an Eved to the Melech. If it's becoming to the Eved the Melech, then you miskash it to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's that house called? It's called the Beis Hamikdash. Because when you miskash it as the Eved to the Melech, so then you become Kodesh. That's the Inyan, Kodesh and Tikkun Kodesh. So therefore by that Inyan, and also by Chukim, especially, and that's why Bechukim, Chok, Boraduma, that's Mekadosh Matar. Why is it Mekadosh Matar? because the Chok is making you an Eved Melech. Eved Melech is a Melech. It's making fancy. The Melech is going to be the Brocha Brismila. Ashekiddish Yedid Mi Beten. Chok B'Sheven. Ashekiddish. Where's the Gedusha come from? Because we bring out a child who's becoming an Eved Melech. And how's he becoming the Eved Melech? Through the mitzvah of Mila. Because the whole mitzvah of Mila is, it's a choykin, it's mesiris nefesh, it's mekayim, the tzivi of the rabbanim. The ikan kud of the mitzvah is the avdus of the malchus. That brings tzitzit Gedusha, that brings the Gedusha. So Ashekiddish, you did me bet and choyk b'sheira. That's the Indian of Indian Kiddish, choyk b'sheira. So when a person's mekayim a mitzvah, mitzad dachel, we feel I'm an Eved. And that's why we say Ashekiddish, shonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzibonu. Because we're saying Asheke Dishonu b'mitzvoysof, I just thought of this Nakudana. Asheke Dishonu b'mitzvoysof, what's the Kedusha coming from? It's coming from Vitzivonu. It's coming from the Vitzivonu. It's coming from because we're doing it as a tzivi of an Eved to a Melech. So Mele, when the Rabbi Shalom tells you to give your life up, and that's the Malam in Atam Vadas, and then you do it, you Mekayim the Gzeres HaMelech. There's no Tachbon and Asoga. You're only doing it to Mekayim the Gzeres HaMelech. So what's the mitzvah called when you give your life up? Dying al Kiddush Hashem, it's a mitzvah minikdashti. Because anywhere where you're doing it as an Eved to the Melech, that's Kedusha. So that explains why Mesiris Nefesh is called a Nikdashti. That explains why the Beis HaMikdash, which is the king's palace, which you go in there feeling that you're an Eved to the Melech, that's called the Beis HaMikdash. When you miskash it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved Melech, and then there's in of Kedusha Matiyuk Kodosh Hashem. That's why Kedusha has to do with Kedusha Matar, has to do with Choyk, and Choyk is Matar, it's the Paraduma, it's a Choyk, and it's Matar. And also says B'nai Soscha brings down that by the mitzvah of Bris Milam. All those who are the famous Bnei Sosla, says that Eliyahu Novi doesn't want to come down because there's Rishonim in there, so it says the Rabbanu Shalom. So I'm going to be Mitzvah Mila brings Kaparas Avonis to everybody who's there. Everybody who's Noichach at the Bris Mila has Kaparas Avonis. Becomes Kaddish with Tohar. That's the Nakuda, what we're saying, because you're coming to a Mitzvah, you're coming to a Mamad of Avdus to the Malka Shalom. That Mamad of Avdus to the Malka Shalom. So that alone brings down the Merit Gedusha, that alone brings down the Hechster Kedusha. And Meila, that's why all these inyanim of Kedusha, Shekedushana b'mitzvoysa, b'tzivonu, it's a very important thing to remember. Why the Kedushana b'mitzvoysa? Vi hobech the Kedusha from the mitzvah? Because b'tzivonu. Because you make it. And that's the mile of a mitzvah voysa. God la mitzvah voysa, and Misha ain't a mitzvah voysa.
It was talk about that the melech becomes a melech.
Because when you become so bottled to somebody, so what's the state of you becoming completely bottled to somebody? You become him. Mm-hmm. You're so bottled to him that you become him. Mm-hmm. That's not good. Eved has to do with bittle. It's a very TV story. Moshe says a brother, Karadavu, a son is also a chelik of his father. Pshat is, you don't see that a son is his father. There's tchunus that the father gives over. But hey, why? Because the son is, there's not necessarily, you're not talking about a bittle of the bentur. He's mechabed his father, the mitzvah kibbed of the moirah av. There's no inin for the bent to become a chelik of God. There's no mitzvah for the bent to be niskaled into the father. He comes from the father, and therefore he has to be mechaber the father. There's no inyan for him to become the father. Somebody becomes the father. That's also not going to now. That's also you there. Chinin medoysa ina doyve eved amelach. Why does Chinin medoysa make all these meridik and nisim? Chinin medoysa says that. The Gemara says there. Tan is there. The word that we daven and we're not nene. And Chinin medoysa comes along and he daven. Why? Because ina doyve sal amelach leeved amelach. Eved amelach means he's got hilul kodesh. The brain shlem is hakol yochel. And eved amelach is he gets these koyches of a hakol yochel. He gets that kedusha. He gets that kedusha from a kodesh baruch hu. It becomes such a battle until you're in a skull. Into the thing itself. That also tying that into Nyon of the Yom, tying that into Nyon we just discussed, tying that into the parasha, as it can more ties into the parasha, because I always had a shver. What's the inyan of avdus to paro? We always talk about, we discussed this, we have some halach on it, but now in a different halach. That what's the inyan of avdus to paro? Paro wants to make us an eved and eved and eved and eved and eved and eved and eved. Shatz, we know we went down to the Nur Menta Sharetuma. Why? Because that's the vod. Because in Mitzrayim, I have to understand one thing. In Mitzrayim, we were born into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We were not avod into Hashem. In this week's parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, B'ni b'chayr Yisrael. We weren't avod into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. To who were we avod into? We were avod into Paro. An eved to somebody becomes him. How did Paro want to be machshel us? How was Paro matzliach to bring Helig Klal Yisrael to Mem Tashari Tuma? Because we became part of his Tuma. The more you mavid somebody, the more he becomes your Eved, the more you matzava him, and the more you mavid him, the more he becomes a chelik of you. The more he becomes a chelik of you, is Tuma, if he's as Meretu Fina Paroi, is the more a person becomes a Mem Tashari Tumanik, the more a person becomes the more Tuma. And that was the Indian of Paroi. He wanted to be machshel us. If you want to be machshel us, be mavid us. Then you don't have to go around and schlepping our tefillin off, you don't have to go around chopping our pears off. Just be mavid us, and then mamela, we become part of his Avi Avoy Satuma. That was the nekuda of becoming an eved to Paro. Therefore, we were avodim. We were avodim to Paro, and therefore we didn't have this nekuda of eved melech klapi kedusha. Rachman Natslam, we had this inyan of eved melech klapi klipa klapi tuma. That's why we came so down. In Meila, therefore, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the avdos of Paro, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mekadesh us. So what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us? Which mitzvah did Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us? Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Bris Milah, because Mitzvah Bris Milah is the Eved Melech, which is Asher Kiddush Yidin Bet Mechoyik B'Shei Roisam. Now you and talk about when we came out of Mitzrayim, the pasuk says there's some Shom Leichoyik Mishpat V'Shom Niso. And so Rashi says there he gave him the Paradum, he gave him the Chukim. Why did he give him the Chukim over there? The Teretz is because this is taking us out of avdos of Paro. Now we're going into be the Choyik. We're going into the Chukim. We're going to become an Eved Melech, and that's how the Rabbi Shalom is Metzaveras, and that's how the Rabbi Shalom is Mekadesh Metairas, because the Kidshonu B'Mitzvoisav is only because of the Tzivonu. Initially, it's not a Kiddush, it's not a Benigdashti, it's not a Bezamigdash, it's not a Hefkevel. When there's a Tzivuy of the Melech, when you're Metzuvah V'Yoyse, so then you're in Skadish. Says the Rabbi Shalom, but Tziachas Omelekim, in this week's parasha of Mitzrayim, Tavdunas Olekim Alahorazet. I'm taking you out because I want you to become part of me. How do I make you become part of me? Tavdun, you're going to become my Avodim. And that's the whole Indian, the old Meforshim, and all discussed, the whole Indian that it sees Mitzrayim, wasn't that we went out L'cheiris, stum from Avdus. It was partially a transfer from one Avdus to the other Avdus. No, so what's the big deal? The big deal is from Verin Ashtik Paroi, Lahavad Lahavad to Verin Ashtik, Lahavad Ashtik Chelek Alekhaim Imah. That's the difference. And that's the whole difference. And that's a very big difference. And Mikotze Alakotze. The Sephora's Lashon, Ozzy was in Moscow. The Sephora's Lashon over there is that he was Smechen Lios Eved Melech Oilam. Says our Lashon. Smechen Lios Eved Melech Oilam. He was happy to be an Eved to a Melech Oilam. In other words, taking us out of this Avdus to Avdus. Konto was saying it's more intuitive. Taking us out of one Avdus and putting us into another Avdus, that's everything. Becoming a shtick parrot, becoming a shtick chelek lekamimah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kaddish Vatar, we can't understand Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but Yismach Moshe, the Matnas Chelek, ki Evet Nehemo Kurosale. It says, Vayomas Moshe Isha Likim. Understanding this. One thing we know that Moshe Rabbeinu in Yiddish you would say given a getlechazach. He was godly. What does it mean? He was godly. He was godly. What's the he's godly? But I mean an eved. And somebody's an eved. By Yomas Moshe eved Hashem. He's called by Yomas Moshe eved Hashem. By Achir Moshe Yeshua starts. Achir Moshe eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the eved Hashem. You want to know how Moshe Rabbeinu became his madriga? Well, eved Melech is a Melech. Eved Melech is a Melech, and he was the greatest avdus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's how he was early in the Kedusha. That's the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's what we're telling them. When Malah a child, when he's 8 days old, there's no das, there's no chochmah, there's no garnished. And when there's no garnish, that's when it's the best. And even when we do understand the Talmud das, you want to become kaddish from the mitzvah? Vizvein haheliga, you want to become kaddish from that mitzvah? Is be mekayim the mitzvah because Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivanu. Anders, what do you have to? Why do you have to? I've got a geschmack. I learned the whole Shulchan Aruch on the mitzvah. I learned the whole Arizal on the mitzvah. Why are you making me into such a dumb eved? After all that, you're telling me a shekel d'shono. You commanded b'tzivon and you commanded us on this. Say the chesheshem besavidei, chesheshem besavidei, chesheshem besavidei, Mr. Gun Mishvet. If you're mekayim the mitzvah because the Rabbi Shalom told you b'tzivon, that's how you're going to be koyin the kedushas on mitzvah. You're mekayim the choyk sheba mitzvah. Zoyis chukas ha-toyra. Zoyis chukas ha-toyra. That's the nekuta. Zoyis chukas ha-toyra. Zoyis chukas ha-toyra shetzi v'shem of that. It's not just the chukas ha-paradum. It's the chukas ha-toyra because the chukim that brings us to them. So in Golas, be'etzem, in Golas, we're not always, sorry, I shouldn't make off such a long journey. In this Golas, we weren't going to be Avodim. We weren't going to have that Milo being Avodim. So Baruch Hashem, at least for that, we had a Milo of being B'nai B'chayu Yisrael. That's why the Baruch Hashem was Megala over here, B'nai B'chayu. One of the reasons, one of the many reasons why the Baruch Hashem was Megala over here, B'nai B'chayu Yisrael, because if we wouldn't have been a B'nai B'chayu Yisrael, then it wouldn't have Chasa Shalom be Tikva for Klal Yisrael. Because we were becoming more and more Ashtik Pare. The only thing is, we fought. It's a biological. In other words, it's like a father's got a son, and the son is mamish. Son is running after a certain mashpi. I don't know what. The father feels he's going. He's mamish becoming under shkengamsin. He's becoming a chelik for yena mensh. Oh, but the one thing I still have, he's my son. And that's something you never can take away from. That's the sod of B'nai B'chayu. As much as you're going to become an Eved Melech, as much as you become a Shlik Parei, about Baruch Hashem, at least biologically, Kaviyachal over here, the Rebbe Shalom calls us a B'nai B'chayu Yisrael. As much as we're becoming something else, the in a B'nai B'chayu Yisrael doesn't let us become part of Ganson, part of in a part. And that's why Stamazai Ken Zayin was slightly on a different. I mean, it's going on a tangent a bit. But that's why the whole Indian of the last few parishes of Sefer Bereishis is all talking about the Chavivas, the Moedik Chavivas. Moedik Chavivas that Yair Kavino had. For his son, for Yosef, how much Yosef was missing Yaakov, and how much Yaakov was missing Yosef, and when they came down eventually, Yishakloi, father and son loved. And there's a lot about it. And of course, for Yosef, and Yaakov benches his children, shows love, shows the portrayal of Ava, of a father to a son to a father. Turns out there's all the hachana to the Golas. It's all the hachana to the Golas, because when we're in Golas, if we don't feel the avos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael, then we'd be lost. Baruch Hashem wants us to feed in Golas Mitzrayim, even though we won't have yet the Indian of Avdus, that's only going to come to us. Leli Tzis Mitzrayim, Al Yedei Takam Mitzis Minu, which gives the Avdus. Nevertheless, at least we'll have the mile of being a Ben. At least we'll have a mile of being a Ben. So that's a very important Hakdoma. Is showing the Yaakov Abi Kabbalah Zeir Ambins and Kiru is a bechina of Yaakov and his sons is, to a certain degree is a bechina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael was building a certain Ben Av relationship between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. What's being taught and what's being told and what's being felt emotionally felt by the Av between Yaakov and his bonim. I mean, therefore, that's why those parishes are preparing us for becoming a Ben when we go into Mitzrayim, preparing us for the Bechina of B'nai B'chayu Yisrael. B'nai B'chayu Yisrael and all those earlier parishes. Mm-hmm. There's another nakuda to this as well, and that is B'etzem. Some is unrelated to what we said about Gabi Mila. Some another inyan of the inyan of B'nai B'chayu Yisrael, and that is the nakuda of the kiddushon of the mitzvahis of vetzivano. It's a more negative nakuda. Makayim the gzeiras hamelach. There's nothing greater than somebody's mitzvahs makayim the gzeiras hamelach. Makayim the I'm in greater than the Zechuk as a Torah. This you can add on, whatever. Pashit Chukas from the Koyach. Koyach's tiny was Kol Eida Kula Kadosh, all Kadosh. Maduat is Nasu, Kol Eida Kula Kadosh. So the Ben Shalayim, the Retz from Kedusha. Namazayna Bessel Bittl. Zichz Kedusha, Namazayna Bessel Bittl. After Koyach comes Pashit Chukas. Yitani Yukadoshim. In the Beis Hamikdash, with all in the Beis Hamikdash, he's battled to become an Eved, an Eved Melech. It's the only way you get Kedusha. You, Adarabba. And if I get, it says there that a person always catches a person the wrong thing. Why don't you saying Leikin Abdi Moshe? Moshe is the honor of Moed Mikolodov. Honor of Moed Mikolodov. That's where he's got his Kedusha from. You're coming. Koyach's coming. That he wants Sarara. Koyach wants Sarara. You don't want to be the Eved. You want to be the Sarara. You want to be the Sarara. Dot makes the Kedusha. That's how you come to Kedusha. That's the opposite of Kedusha. How Kedusha is, the more you misbattle in yourself. That's how you get to Kedusha. So after Parashas Koyach comes Parashas Chukas. I'll teach you a lesson. If you want Kedusha, the time is the Retz from Kedusha, the Retz from Kedoshim. Retz from Kedoshim. So it's Chukas HaTorah. If you want Kedusha v'Tahara, so you're an Eved Melech, then that's how you get to Kedusha. Every time it's Kedusha, it's all got to do with being an Eved Melech. Yom Tov is Kedusha. They say that they all in Yom Tov, the love of Leiroi Panayreikum. The Rishonim say the love of Leiroi Panayreikum. You come to the Beis Hamikdash is because an Eved has to bring a doiran la'doinav. Has to bring a gift la'doinav. Coming to the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of Yom Tov comes from that feeling. To go to the Beis Hamikdash, you bring a doiran to the Odoin. That brings Kedusha. When you're an Eved Melech, that brings the Kedusha. Should go on and on. We came all the way. Kiddush, it did be better. Chayk. Chayk b'shayim. That was Paris plan. I want to make them become me. That's how we ended up meant to share it to me. See, some the whole Indian of after Matan Torah is also discussed the Parshas Mishpatim, Kisikne Eved Ivri. He said, "Ahavti Zadoini." So you have to mean when it's not says Ozne, because Bahasinai Kedi Ben Yisrael Avodim Avodim. You see that the whole Hasinai was a Bechina Kedi Ben Yisrael Avodim Avodim. When Hashem was giving us Sivuyim. Interestingly, it's called Aseres Adibros, and it's called the Ten Commandments in English. Dibros, not necessarily commandments, like it's what you mean commandments. The Indian is that the Indian is the commandments that the Maimed of Hasinai, that's why we say Panim upon him, Dibra Hashem. But Hasinai was Zechut, Tebchin upon him. There's no Hastara between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was there no Hastara between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because upon him means we reach that targa of being a Mechinus Eved Melech Melech. So the whole Hasinai, Dreit Zacharum, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim Him. It's all got to do with becoming avodim to the Bein Shalom. That's how you zoichat Avraham at Sinai. That answers the kasha that you say, "Anoich Hashem lekecha." Why do we say "Shabbat Rosh Hashem Baruch"? No, the whole Indian of the Mamad Sinai is mezalvein getlach. We should become bnei lekim. We should become bechina. We should become a getlach of bechina. Becoming getlach of bechina can only come remembering that took you out of Mitzrayim. That's the whole Indian of Avdus is a very dangerous thing. Who do you become an Eved to? It says that Yitzhahara is called a Melech Zokim Ksil. It's dangerous because if you become an Eved to the Yitzhahara, whoever you become an Eved to, the best damn mensch, you become him. You become him. So Avdus is a very dangerous thing because it's not some you becoming an Eved to somebody. It's your identification, who you are, who you're going to become. If you're an Eved to a Dovah Kodesh, you become a Dovah Kodesh. If you're an Eved to a Dovah Tomei, you become a Dovah Tomei. So the Yitzhahara wants to become a melech over you. That's why it's called a melech zokim ksil. It says first he comes in, the Gemara says first he comes in like an areach, and eventually he takes over the matzav. His tafkid is not that you should do an aveir like here and there. His tafkid is to make you into an eved of his. Because you make him into an eved of his, is a person Chas Shalom becomes a Shlechte Zach. Our task is to spread that we want to become a Vodem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they know that we ourselves should become a Ketel Chazach. Follow the same halach, and you hear it in Yiddish in 2 days' time. Rav Shabbos is always good. Rav Shabbos has got Torah on the union of Zohar Kalas Kachamuras. She had to yedeh matan schorim shal mitzvahs. Why should be Zohar and a Kala Kachamura? He had to yedeh matan schorim shal mitzvahs. Why should be Zohar and a Kala Kachamura? So Rav Shabbos says that in every mitzvah, what do you mean? What's a mitzvah Kala mitzvah Chamura? Every mitzvah is two things. There's the mitzvah itself, and it's the chelik that you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch on the mitzvah. Mitzad the mitzvah itself, say that this mitzvah kalis, mitzvah chamuras, or mitzad that you're doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you get into malchus, once you get into the bechin of an eved to a malchus, there is no nafkimin anymore. That's so as we said, that's a pshat. So maybe zohar kalis kachamur, because mitzad that chelik of the mitzvah, so you have to yodeh amat nizchon she mitzvah. So a mitzvah, you show more avdus, more bittle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the mitzvah is a mitzvah kalis, but that's the nekuda we say that gabi the sa'a mashkin and sa'a oifin. That part of the whole sugya, the Samash Mashmash, to show you as a fly in the sugya. It's a gunisht. By Melech, there's no such thing as a gunisht. By Melech, it doesn't measure, because the ikka is that you're doing what the Melech told you. So if you didn't do what the Melech told you, it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you did. You're not an Eved anymore. The Melech start gunisht. It doesn't matter what you are anymore. Oh, I have to give a bracha to the new baby. Malki.